I've had such a good, marvelous benefit of sharing with you and being able to understand you because I know the language, English. And it's true, I have some Spanish books, but I tell you, translations are good, but are not the same. And I wonder, are you planning to give the rest of the countries the benefit of somebody like Esther channeling for their people in their language? Because it's such a big difference, you know, I feel so blessed.
You have to understand that who we are and what we offer has always been available to all peoples of the planet, always. And when someone like Esther and Jerry devote so much of their life to the translation of it, there is a powerful vortex that opens that does provide more an opportunity to hear. It isn't that we are asserting ourselves to Esther. It is that Esther has tuned herself to us. So the question that you're really asking is, are others tuning themselves to that which we are?
And we say, in other countries, in other languages.
Certainly, what we are offering is not new, and it will not end with that which Esther is expressing. But what you are hearing here is Esther's unique interpretation of the vibration that is us. And there will never be another unique Esther's interpretation of the vibration that is us. Just say to yourself, I am wanting my own connection to that which is source. And have your own receiving. No one can receive more accurately for you than you. Even Esther, good as she is at receiving. And Abraham, good as we are at knowing who you are. Nothing would be better for you than to receive it directly. That's why when you say you feel some fear, we say good. That's guidance. Utilize it. And in time and with desire, you will have your own receiving. Meanwhile, Jerry and Esther, they were talking about it last night, have plans to make not only the books available in all languages, but the major recordings they're in the process of having translated into major languages, which means someone else will be doing the translation and someone else will be doing the speaking of it. But it will be a help to many people.
Sure.
We've said for a long time, you're not needing this environment in order to know. When you ask, the answer is always coming. This is just one avenue of the answer coming.
Thank you.
Abraham, you brought up a point there about all the rocks in the windshields in Arizona. But even before you came, we were having rock experiences that I debated how they were happening to us. Like we were driving down just an outing with Tracy one time up through the Arizona mountains, and we had a little Cadillac, and we had all got a big chocolate milkshake, and we were going along, and there was a paper sack in the road. And I thought, Esther, there's a paper sack in the road. And so I said, I'd just drive right over it. Well, I couldn't. It was full of a boulder. And so there was chocolate milkshake all over the ceilings of the car and everywhere, just everywhere. And of course, then we had to redo the frame and everything. There were sort of we were there for a few days in some little town up in the mountains. And that was one moment. And then another moment, we're driving along, and I was just suddenly, Esther says, she says, I hate this GD city. And something like that. And in that second, a rock came off of someone hurled a boulder from a overpass, and it didn't hit the windshield. It hit just under Esther's face on the side and went into the side of the car and, just smashed all the inside. But it didn't get Esther. And so, and I used to think, are we being told somehow maybe we shouldn't hang around here? You know, maybe we should move on down the road. And then as we go back, Arizona isn't like that. It's so beautiful now. And nothing ever negative ever happens. And we talk about it. And we say, wow, what was that all about? And we always say, well, but we did find Abraham here. I mean, like, if we hadn't been here, you all have been probably sitting on a rock in Sedona waiting for somebody to show up. And still, that's 20-something years ago. Anyway, What happened?